Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with T. Frank Carr. This is quarter number one, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. This is where you can drive your car to Happy Valley for a game, and an RV is all set up and waiting for you. No hassling with parking, as a shuttle, stocked with Labatt beer, by the way, will take you to and from the game. You tailgate all weekend. For more information, go to GoPSURV.com, or you can call Mark at 800-519-8467. T. Frank, you ready to talk some Penn State football?
Always ready to go.
Well, I'll tell you what. There is no better way to start a conversation about Penn State football than by talking about the Major League Baseball draft.
Yeah, I've been in open, deep water the last couple days trying to figure out all that stuff, so this should be interesting.
Well,
I'm not a good swimmer. Let me just say that. I'm not a great swimmer.
Well, as a big baseball fan, maybe I could clarify a few things, but the reason why we're talking Major League Baseball draft is one of the most highly ranked recruits in the Penn State 2021 class is Lonnie White. Lonnie White happens to be a tremendous football prospect, but also a tremendous baseball prospect. And he was drafted by the Pittsburgh Pirates, and baseball has this thing where they kind of slot the money where you are picked in the baseball draft, and Lonnie White is slotted at about $1 million to sign with the Pittsburgh Pirates. So, T. Frank, put yourself in young Mr. White's shoes. What are you going to do?
Oh, dude, I don't. That is a tough thing to ask somebody to turn down $1 million to maybe. It's the bird in hand thing, right? So, $1 million right now, but you have the potential someday, possibly maybe, to make five or six if you're a first-round draft pick in the NFL. The biggest variable is I don't know his baseball potential. I don't know his baseball skills. I know what sort of athlete he is, and I know that he is my favorite athlete from the last two classes. I think in a general sense, he's one of my two or three favorite athletes from the 21 or 22 class. And my one of my two favorites at receiver, and I think he's got the highest upside given his size. So I know all of that on the football side, but as far as a baseball prospect, I have no idea if he has the potential to hit the major leagues. And then I was talking to some friends and kind of trying to learn about this, like, you know, in general how the system works, it might be 6 years before he makes it the majors if he ever does. So can he still play baseball as a prospect if he comes to Penn State and plays baseball and football? So more avenues are open if he goes to school, but you are turning down $1 million. At 18 years old, I don't know how you tell somebody to turn down $1 million.
And the couple factors, and this is what I wanted to ask you about, first of all, to understand the baseball draft, each team is allocated so much money in total, and it's based on where they're drafting. So the Pirates had the number one pick in the draft, so they get allocated a lot of money to sign that player. And then they have, you know, second round, third round picks and where they fall. But what teams will do is they will play with that slotting a bit. They may take in their first round number one pick the player the Pirates chose, may not have expected to go number one, so they could pre-negotiate with him and actually pay him a bit less money and save that money to use elsewhere on someone like, oh, Lonnie White.
So first off, I just want to say, like, what a Pirates thing to do. What an absolute Pirates thing to do. Like, we're going to make sure we take this dollar and turn it into four quarters instead of just going and finding more money. That sounds exactly like what that organization would do.
Well,
so congratulations, Lonnie White. You were drafted into the Major League Baseball draft in the second round, but it's with that sort of, it's a pirate ship in the sense it's leaky. It's got a bunch of, Like, it's just not a great place to be. That's all.
Well, here's the thing. You got to understand that that is not – it's not just a Pirate thing. A lot of teams do that, and listeners of our show will know I'm a huge New York Mets fan. The Mets played this game where they were able to get a guy with first-round talent in the third or fourth round by saving some other money on their picks. Everyone assumed the kid was going to go to college to play baseball. The Mets saved up some money on the other picks so they could get this really a first-round pick talent-wise in the third round. Well, that's the kind of games that can be played in baseball. And the other part to this is teams can talk to the players. It's very possible they have a deal worked out with White prior to the draft. Hey, look, if we take you here, the slot's $1 million, but we're gonna free up money to pay you $1.5 million or two. Would that be enough? So
right.
There's a lot of gamesmanship going on. I'm not saying that absolutely happened, but it's part of the deal. Here's my other question, and of course, he could still go to Penn State, play both football and baseball at Penn State, and go back into the draft next year, and maybe he's a first-round pick, and the slot is $3 or $4 million instead of one. So there's a lot of variables. My question to you, though, is do you think name, image, and likeness could eventually come into play in making a decision like this?
I mean, it can only help Penn State, but right now it's all in the infancy, and I don't think you can say to a kid like Lonnie White, who may not see the field his first year, like, yeah, you'll make $500,000 next year. Like, it's not $1 million, but it's $500,000, so we can kind of defray that, you know, meet you halfway. None of that's in place. Penn State especially has been behind the curve from what I've been reading on actually being in front of this. So they're trying to develop the infrastructure to make this an educational thing. They're not necessarily going out and looking for all the dollars right away. So that doesn't really help them in this situation. Maybe eventually, but with Lonnie White, I don't know that that's a reasonable thing to say out of the gate. A guy that I think is a little bit raw when it comes to the receiver position because he spent a year at quarterback. That'll help him in the long run of understanding the offense, but from the technical part of the position, I think he's gonna have to work really hard at football to be ready to play, and he's been spending the summer playing baseball. So, you know, that's a big ask. So I don't know that that's going to happen or that would be helpful for this particular situation.
So our final conclusion here is stay tuned.
Yeah, we'll find out soon enough because Penn State's going to be reporting in a couple weeks, and I'm assuming the decision has to be made by then.
And a lot of these baseball decisions could be made pretty quickly also. All right, let's move on to a couple other news items. And T. Frank, I'm really fascinated about the running back recruiting process. Stick around in quarter number two. We're going to go in deep with T. Frank's take on Nick Singleton. But there's a very good chance they'll get a second running back by the name of Catron Allen. He's a running back out of Florida. Stop me if you've heard that before. A Penn State running back coming out of Florida. Kudos to Juwan
Sider.
From
IMG, too.
Yes. Yeah. What does that pairing look like? What's the quick scouting report on Catron Allen?
Well, it is a really quick scouting report. Just so you know, my process, I usually don't start until it's really certain that they're going to be, you know, committing to Penn State. So I haven't done all of my film evaluation, but I was curious, and I've heard everything else that a lot of places are predicting he'll go to Penn State. I'd be an idiot not to check it out. Big back, 5'11", 220. The one thing I'd say, he breaks tackles really well. He runs through contact as if he's running through the banner at the beginning of the football game. But my initial response is that he runs like he's 5'11", 220 in high school. So he doesn't have the same speed and big home run ability that you do have in Nick Singleton. So I'd say that's probably the biggest profile thing I noticed when watching just the initial pass by in some film is that he's not as fast as some of the guys they recruited recently.
But it sounds like he would be a very good complement to Singleton. Two very different styles, which I would think is an advantage.
Sure. That is assuming they both play during the same time at Penn State and that neither of them transfers, right? So there's so many variables that go into that. Like, we're expecting they're locked in for 4 to 5 years. Nick Singleton, who knows? He might play for 3 years. He might be a freshman that starts, plays, goes to the NFL before Catron Allen sees the field quite a bit because Penn State's got a logjam of big physical running backs at the moment. That being said, you assume that some of those guys will move on in the near future. So it's my point is not that to be down on the subject, but there it's just that now there are so many variables when it comes to roster management at the college football level that you can have that plan, but that's like a wish and a dream at this point. Like, that's the ideal scenario and circumstance, and none of it might play out that way. So I think you're right, though. When you look at the styles and the way that they are paired, both are really physical, but Catron Allen is the bigger, more powerful guy.
Just as a side note here, T. Frank, I did not bring you in here to dampen my enthusiasm, okay?
No, that's what I am. I'm the wet blanket.
Just so you know, going forward, okay? Just a little bit of advice.
Well, then don't bring up Drew Aller then because, you know, no matter what you say, you're going to be dampening somebody's spirits on the next national champion at Penn State, apparently. The next number one overall pick, first round draft pick. He's the next Tom Brady, Josh Allen, Peyton Manning to everybody. So I will just not bring him up. How about that?
There you go. The next Peyton Manning. That's what we want to hear, T. Frank, all right? That's what we hired you for. But going back to the running backs for a second, as we learned last year, though, the running back room can thin out pretty quickly. What you want is talent, and I don't think it's a case where, like, quarterback, eventually you want one, there's one guy that you put on the field at running back. You can have multiple good running backs playing. Real quick, in the minute we have left, other news was Drew Shelton. He's from a Downingtown outside Philadelphia. He went down to IMG. He's now coming back to his prior school back in Pennsylvania. I think reading that from a Penn State fan status, that's probably good news as far as him enrolling at Penn State.
Yeah, literally staying close to home. He's not going to be down near the Florida programs that were recruiting him, and he's within driving distance of Penn State for football games to see the staff, all that kind of stuff. So, I don't know that it matters a ton, but it is a good sign for Penn State.
I believe so, too. All right, stick around. In quarter number two, we're going to get T. Frank's take on Nick Singleton, and I promise you, he will only have positive words to say. Stay tuned for that. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. That means GoPSURV.com is also back. Regular listeners of Keystone Sports know all about it. Drive your car to Happy Valley, and an RV is there waiting for you. Tailgate nonstop from Friday to Sunday. Don't hassle with parking, as a free shuttle will take you to and from the game. For more info, go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.